time now for Ask the CLO.
What was that?
Not the lift helicopter.
Was that in the fan? In the wind? What was
finna be ignorant today. Let's call me Bashy Shirley.
Okay, time for Ask the CLO. You can go to steveharveyfm.com if you have any love questions for our chief love officer. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
This one is from Sarita in Mobile. She says, I'm married to a diehard Saints fan, Carla. You guys have something in common there.
Who that?
And yeah. And a sore loser. A week ago, we had my brother and his wife over to watch a game, and my husband was upset and tense most of the time. My brother isn't a big fan of any team, but he likes certain players. The Saints made a bad play, or was it a bad call? I wasn't really paying attention, but my brother made a joke about it. Next thing I knew, my husband lunged at my brother, and they started fighting.
That real one.
Any of this sound familiar, Carla?
Yes.
My husband put him out and said they are no longer welcome at our house. What? How can I fix this and keep peace in our family? What?
See, your husband, something wrong with him.
Yeah.
He's jumping on people over a football game that he can't even play in. Listen to me, fans. I'm a fan myself. Don't let these players ruin your Sundays.
Who that Nation?
Destroy your
family.
Who
that Nation different, though?
They don't know you. No, they don't know. Them players don't know y'all. They don't care that y'all tearing y'all house up or lost your money. They getting the same check, and they going to practice. Don't lose no. In the words of Shaquille O'Neal.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to say that.
When we lose the game. We get on our phantoms and we drive to our mansions.
He ain't lying.
That's true.
All right. Thank
he
you,
ain't
Steve.
Lying.
Can I tell you what Tosh would say? The Saints fan that I'm married to?
What?
He shouldn't have been saying nothing.
In my house, right?
He ain't a Saints fan. Why is he talking?
Why are you talking? I guess
That's right before the fight,
that.
Carla.
All right,
Nyla. Yeah. Nyla in the Bay Area says, I'm 27 and I landed my dream job after the pandemic. It's an entry-level position and my fiance told me not to take the job because it doesn't pay well. He said since it barely is enough to cover my gas and the daycare expenses for our two-year-old, I should stay at home. I agree that my salary is terrible, but I see myself advancing quickly in my field. I just want him to believe in me and to support my dream and be an art teacher, this has turned into a big issue and our wedding is coming up. What should I do?
Well, I don't know if you know how much art teachers make, but if it's your dream to teach, then that's your gift. You know, you're probably not going to be an art teacher to be rich. You do it, you become a teacher because that's your gift and your calling. Mm-hmm. You have to answer that. That's your dream job, to be an art teacher. You got to go do that. Now you said the salary is terrible. You can't negotiate it, or that's just it for entry level. But if you're not entry level, what's top level art teachers make? That's what you need to look at. Mm-hmm. And if you're still going to be miserable and think it's a sucky salary, you got to decide, you know, what you want to do. Maybe it's another form of art you should get into. You got to look at the pros and cons of it. It has to be worth your time. But if you're doing it to move up quickly, then listen to me. I used to make $25 a joke, a show.
What is it? I forgot. What is it? What is it, huh?
Right on time,
that last show. I know. Ooh, that last show.
Oh, that last one, though. Woo.
All right.
The one in Vegas?
Yes. What?
Boy,
you made a killing.
The farewell, the farewell.
Death.
Bye. The one with a bag.
Yeah, y'all was there.
The farewell bag. Show. Yeah. When he had on those diamond shoes.
Front row.
What? All front row.
Heartbreaking moment for me, though, boy.
We all cried.
Well, it wasn't hard the next day.
You were over
Got
it.
Got over it.
Well, I dried my face right away when I was at the pay-per-view office.
All right, moving on. So, what was your advice to her to find out what the top level salary is?
Yeah, you know, and decide if that's what you really want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, your dream position should almost coordinate with your dream lifestyle, because your position has to accommodate them both eventually.
Great advice. All right, Michael in Salisbury, Maryland says, I'm 32 and I was interested in dating a woman I met at the gym. She used to run track and she's got a banging body. I finally asked her out to dinner. She showed up in a sundress and heels, and I was sick to my stomach when I saw her feet. Her toes were all jumbled up, clenched up, and so ashy that it looked like she had foot powder on them. Mm. I asked her if she gets pedicures, and I offered to pay for one for her. She told me that I'm rude, and she can't help it because she's an athlete. I didn't mean to offend her, but how can I get her to fix her feet, though?
See, right there, dog. Now, if that's what you said on the first date, it's going to be hard to come back for that. I understand what you're saying.
And Murphy and Boomer.
I like foot, too, but yo, come on, dog. But see, she a track girl. She on them, putting pressure on them. But
like
ladies,
dancer.
Let me just say this now. If you're going to wear a sundress, spaghetti strap shoes, you know, you got to take care of yourself head to toe. Feet are important. It is nothing for you. Here's a trick. Get you some Vaseline Intensive Care Baby Oil, the thick kind. And before you go out, just rub your feet with the oil. That's all.
That don't magnify corns, though?
It helps it out a great deal. You need to try some on your feet since you don't know what it do.
Thank you.
Your feet pretty and your face ain't.
We gotta go. Coming up next. Now, you tell me, run that prank back right after this. It's Ignorant Up in Here Today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.